Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Live from Watford City, North Dakota, the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting is on. Day number two of this event. We're broadcasting here today and tomorrow. And looking forward to catching up with a lot of folks. Governor Doug Burgum will join us a little later on this morning after his keynote address to this group. Talk with him a little bit about, well, I love his message of energy on the campaign trail. Isn't it great? Every time, and I saw him last night, and he said he's doing as many as 12 media interviews a day. And in every one of them, he's talking about North Dakota and energy. And, you know, I think it's great, Kev, to have our governor out there pounding away, telling people about the great state of North Dakota on the presidential trail. It's pretty cool.
Can't be a bad thing. I mean, it's his money, you know?
Exactly right.
I don't see a downside for North Dakota.
No, it's great. And really, this conversation about energy is one that, you know, I think the vast majority of people who drive a car are scratching their head saying, why is the price of gas what it is? But sadly, I don't think, what, maybe 10% of them, 20% of them say, gosh, if we just drilled more here and stopped selling it to our enemies, keeping it here, the price would come down. I don't think they connect those dots on energy policy to the price of gas.
How dare you?
If they did, I think we would have a revolt in this country to say, we demand American energy. Lower the price. We want American energy. It's not hard. But that's what I think is so great about the governor being out there. At least that message is being pounded away, you know, out there, because we got a lot to educate in the way of consumers to know what exactly is happening.
I mean, but Joe's going to climate-proof the world, Scott. So, I mean, you know, he's going to get it all done that way. So, I mean,
climate-proof the world, I tell you.
Didn't you hear that? He's going to climate.
Yeah, I heard it. I've got clips from his speech, which were at times incoherent. I know that'll surprise you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and
Something special there.
In climate-proofing
shots tell an urgent story of what awaits us if we fail to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and begin to climate-proof the world.
We're going to climate-proof the world. Yes, with our fairy dust and unicorn farts, we're going to make it all better. It'll be so great. It'll be climate proof, and it'll be, yeah.
Seriously, can't make it up. Climate proof.
You know what I asked this morning, Scott?
I think that was some speechwriter that's probably 28 years old sitting in a room going,
yeah.
Climate. Yeah, let's get climate-proofing the world into the speech here. Yeah.
You know what I said this morning? Is in the images that they're showing glaciers shrinking. Well, okay, what does the sun do to ice? Anybody? Bueller? What does the sun do to the ice? Yeah. That's what it does every single time a ray of sun gets on a block of ice. So the glaciers are all going to melt. They're all going to go into the sea as melted ice. And the seas might rise a little bit, but we'll deal with that. But there's no climate proofing any of that. You're not gonna stop that. Unless you can turn down the sun.
Crazy. I wish, if I had my wish, energy policy would be household discussion in this country. But I think, unfortunately, the education system has left us with an American electorate that does not exactly critically think. And so we don't get that conversation. If my magic wand is out, and I'd say the second topic I want everybody talking about is this border. This is just unbelievable what's going on. And now the impact is like a rolling wave through all these other cities throughout the country. And the utopia of a sanctuary city doesn't look so good anymore, does it, Kev? Wait a minute.
Well,
a sanctuary city anymore.
It doesn't matter. I mean, every city, every state right now is being turned into a sanctuary city or state, whether you like it or not. And there's no slowing down anytime soon. I mean, if this is allowed to continue, which it will, because it's what they want, think about another year and a half of this. I mean, we got to put up with this until someone with some sort of, I mean, anybody can get in there and stop it and close the border. We're going to be dealing with these thousands a day for well over another year. I mean, where do you think they're going to go?
We welcome your questions and comments on any and all of these topics today. Live from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Let me play a few news clips that you might not have heard. Karine Jean-Pierre was on, wait for it, MSNBC. Oh, okay. Yeah. Go there for the echo chamber. And she was asked about, believe it or not, the corruption problem they have in the Biden regime. And here's her answer to this. Listen to this.
And let me just say, it is a no evidence impeachment inquiry. It is baseless. There's no evidence. Even Republicans in Congress have said there's no evidence. It doesn't exist. And so that's the thing that the American people need to also realize. There is nothing there. And let
nothing
me just
except,
say,
what a
nothing,
liar.
Nothing except emails, texts, photos, phone calls, bank
yeah.
records. We got a voicemail. We got visitor logs. We got sworn testimony from whistleblowers. Other than that, there's nothing there.
Nothing there. No.
Yeah. So we can just go.
What a liar. I mean, you cannot defend the indefensible. And so, I mean, if she wants to come off credible, anybody that believes that has done 10 seconds of research on Joe Biden and his whole family. I just, how do these people sleep at night? I mean, she said it with a, by the way, she said that with a straight face. She has a straight face. Oh, yeah, she's a great actress, is the way I guess I'd look at it.
Spokesperson for the President of the United States. Unbelievable.
Yep. Great actress.
Okay, I know you want to hear what Kamala Harris had to say yesterday. She was at a community college in an event labeled Fight for Our Freedoms. Listen to this.
We should just be content with status quo, with the way things are. The point about progress is to have the ability to have a vision and a belief and some faith in what can be, unburdened by what has been.
Oh, no, there it is again. There it is again.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
Word salad extraordinaire.
Wow. Oh,
and
yeah.
We should not be content with the status quo, by the way.
Quo.
Yeah. And her favorite line, over and over and over again, in case you've missed it, she's used that line a few times. We don't know exactly what it means, but listen, here's Kamala's greatest hits.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know? What can be unburdened by what has been? 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 What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be
the mask on.
Unburdened by what has been. Who we can be unburdened by who we have been. What can be unburdened by what has been.
Okay, we get the idea.
Painful, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. That's this the one line. I think she knows that one line by heart. She doesn't need to tell
the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is.
And she also, in this community college gathering, identified a real problem. This should be leading every newscast in America, Kevin, on the front page of every newspaper, every talk show. Listen to Kamala Harris's big issue right now.
Okay.
You know, I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined called climate anxiety. right? Which is fear of the future and the unknown of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children, whether it makes sense for you to think about aspiring to buy a home, because what will this climate be?
Climate anxiety.
Now, first of all, I don't doubt there's some people that have climate anxiety. They're dingbats, okay? They don't have two brain cells to rub together because they've not followed simple science, number one, and obviously have no belief in God, because I think the good Lord has a lot more control over the quote-unquote climate than some of these people who think if you just kill fossil fuels, then we'll be fine and everything will be great. And if you are literally debating whether or not you should have children based on your climate anxiety, see a professional.
Exactly.
Get immediate help.
Yeah.
Climate anxiety.
Yeah.
And meanwhile,
I know what. Let's go glue ourselves to a fine painting or a racetrack or a highway or something, and let's solve it that way. Come on, you with me, Scott? I got the super glue. Let's go.
Meanwhile, at the border, right? Joe Biden's at the UN talking about climate proofing the world, and we're bleeding at the border. More after this from Watford City on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Damn sure wanna be working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that had kicked the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren. But I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
20 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. We're live from the Rough Rider Center in Watford City, North Dakota today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by a former Navy SEAL, somebody we'd like to send to the U.S. Senate in Montana, Governor Doug Burgum, after the top of the hour, and more on the program. Merrick Garland, who is the Attorney General of the United States, is testifying before a House committee today, Jim Jordan's House Judiciary Committee. And we will keep an eye when Mr. Jordan or some of the other pit bulls on the House Judiciary Committee get a chance to question Merrick Garland and see what kind of word salad the questions will prompt from the Attorney General.
A friend called in, Lexi's mom, and said, "Hey, Jim Jordan crushed it on the opening statement." We didn't catch that, but yeah, we're keeping tabs on. But I have no doubt that Jim Jordan and the rest of the pit bulls are going to be, you know, will he answer anything? No. Yeah, I mean, man, he's got a full-on portable salad table there, man. He's got every dressing. He's got every spice. He's got every side. And he is going to whip up some seriously good weird salads today, I promise.
Exactly right. We're brought to you today by High Road Partners. You know, the folks at High Road specialize in health insurance with business and HR backgrounds. They use the same technology as the bigger firms. They have years of knowledge and experience, year-round dedicated support. They're really benefit strategists. Locally owned and operated, instead of seeing you once a year, they're here with you all year long. They work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Go to highroadpartners.com to find out more. Set up a meeting, highroadpartners.com. Joe in Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind, 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I just wanted to make a point that I called in Monday about our national debt, and in 3 days it's gone from $32 trillion up to $33 trillion. And I want everybody to know that all they have to do is Google U.S. national debt clock, and you'll see all the dials move. Every 30 seconds, we're another $1 million in debt. 2 months ago, it was about every 38 seconds. If this debt isn't controlled, if it gets to $40 or $50 trillion, I don't think it will ever be, you won't be able to stop it. So you need to call your representative and tell them there's no more spending. The only thing we spend money on is for armed forces, Medicaid, Medicare, and stuff that really has to, and everything's got to be cut. Could you imagine what America would be like if we didn't have a debt and what we could do? So I just want to reinforce the point that Monday our debt was $32 trillion. Now it's $33 trillion. And probably in a year, it will be maybe $35 trillion. So it needs to stop, and that's all I have to say.
I agree with you, by the way, that spending restraint, and I believe the only way you're going to get spending straight is to force it, Joe. And you'll force it by a balanced budget amendment, which has come close to passing in the past, has not done it. But that would require the fiscal sanity to be undertaken, where just like in states, you have to balance the budget, period. You have to make the tough choices. And then you need a Trump-like economy. George W. Bush did this well after the attacks of 9/11 and some robust reform, where you had growth at 3 and 4%. So if you have a growing economy and a balanced budget, you'll chip away at the debt. But the only way we're going to do it is we get some discipline. So you're right to make that issue number one. Totally agree with you. Appreciate the call. Joe Biden was at the UN yesterday, and I'm not exactly sure what language he was speaking. Kev, do we have a clip of him?
well, he's speaking Bidenese, I believe.
Is that what it is? Okay, let me listen.
Now, we have to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
One more time.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions.
What?
Let me be clear.
Please.
Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
No.
James,
you know,
and
one,
Cavalier.
Go ahead, Kevin. James. I got a clip of Kevin McCarthy on the debt thing. I got to play it.
Okay. James and Cavalier, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Say the the thing with the debt thing, how do you negotiate with this Democrat Party? The American people have put the Democrats in control of the White House, the Senate. These people think boys can be girls, girls can be boys, men can have babies, and they can control the climate. How do you negotiate or deal, even fathom dealing with that?
It's a great question. That is the question, actually.
I mean, you can't deal with something that these people need to be, they need professional help, if there is help for them. How do you deal on a debt ceiling? What's, as far as spending money, that's no big deal. Men can have babies.
Yeah, I mean, for all the preaching of we need bipartisan effort, and by the last people that want to talk or have a debate on anything are these people. I mean, they run back into their rooms and write their statements, and they disappear from the teleprompter. That's it.
Yeah, you can't negotiate with these people.
I think the answer to your question is, though, when we, you know, how many people do you think in America got up today concerned about the federal debt? I think, you know, for understandable reasons, they're probably more focused on their family and providing for them, maybe the price of gas, the cost of everything going up. But we need a awakening, a revival of just basic, simple math, common sense in this country to get people to realize this debt is a national security problem. And then maybe you'd get some Democrats to actually realize that politically they can't sustain us. Say that again, James?
If the dollar collapses, we're done. He's right.
We're finished.
Yeah.
We're done. Nobody realizes that. Just keep putting it on the credit card.
Exactly right. Appreciate the call, James, and you're right. I mean, we talk about the issues that are front and center. I mean, obviously the debt ought to be there. It's not. The border's not. Look at the invasion in this country that's happening, and again, you barely get anybody to report it. You know? It's unbelievable.
You know how... We now know that Kevin McCarthy is 1,000% rhino. Listen to this 4 seconds.
This is about funding our troops. This is not a place to play politics.
This is about funding our troops. This is about, keeping the gun. You know, first of all, Kev, the troops are funded. The VA is funded. The military is funded. That's all essential to national security. But
this is about funding our troops.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
That's an old line. Come on, Scott. That's ridiculous. Really?
But, I mean, the way they do appropriation bills is this particular package has spending for the military in it. And, of course, Democrats would love to slice it many times over. And what McCarthy is saying is, look, we've got the dollars we need for the troops in there. I think he's right. I also think that the House is turning into a schoolyard, you know, I don't know, like food fight in the class lunchroom, you know, the school lunchroom. People whipping, tacos at each other. Just get in a room, get this figured out, and get going. There's so many things at ALS right now.
They won't get in a room on a budget. They're not going to go anywhere near a balanced budget amendment. They just want to, you know, another continuing resolution.
More coming up. More for
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Clark is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a hot spring spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
U.S.
USA News Update. An illegal immigrant from Peru has been charged with murder after being arrested by police in Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office confirmed that 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santa Maria was arrested in connection to a homicide that happened Monday in Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say Vasquez Santa Maria crossed illegally into Texas in May and was released into the United States with a court date of 2025. Zero information is being released about the person he's to have allegedly murdered. Ford Motor Company narrowly avoided a dual labor strike in the United States and Canada, with automaker and the Canadian union, Unifor, announcing a tentative deal last night. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town.
Back on What's On Your Mind from Watford City, North Dakota today on the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Brought to you in part by our friends at Puckluck. Should say Wednesday wheels kind of day. Kev, you see this 2022 Ram 2500 Laramie crew pickup they have?
I did. I heard it this morning.
I heard about it. I've told you about these pre-owned vehicles. They really have a great, especially the trucks, great pre-owned and new. This one is 6.7 liter, six-cylinder diesel. It's only got 79,762 miles on it. Cargo view camera, heated seats, steering wheel, leather trim, many features. You really need to see this. Was $56,000. It's now $1,000 off at $55 even, only if you tell them you heard about it right here on the flag. Check it out online at PucklandsValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. 27 before the top of the hour, our next guest is a candidate for U.S. Senate. One of those individuals we're rooting for to go fix this mess in Washington, D.C. Here's a little synopsis of Tim Sheehy for you.
China is building a fierce military. The Mexican drug cartels are killing our kids with fentanyl. And Joe Biden is allowing drag queen story time on our military bases. I'm Tim Sheehy. I'm a combat wounded Navy SEAL running for the Senate to get this woke crap out of our military and to keep our country safe.
We need strong conservative leaders who know how to defend America. We need Tim Sheehy.
John Tester's AWOL. I'm Tim Sheehy, and I approve this message because I'm reporting for duty.
Boom.
Tim Sheehy joins us now. Tim, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So how do you go from that resume to I need to go to the U.S. Senate and clean up a mess? Tell us how you, a little about your journey.
Well, I was shanghaied into it, quite frankly. But I was a SEAL officer. My wife was an active duty Marine Corps officer. Both served combat tours overseas. I did five deployments, about 200 missions, and was honored to lead Americans all over the world, from South America against drug cartels to Afghanistan to Iraq. And after I was wounded and injured the last time, I got medically ruled unfit for duty any further. So we decided to start a business around aero technologies that supported us overseas on the ground. And pure startup in our barn, me and a couple veteran co-founders, and we've created about 400 jobs in the last few years from scratch. Took one company public, sold one, and just so proud to see, you know, veteran grit and ingenuity creating so many jobs in the rural Montana economy, and free market principles at work. So about a few months ago, our some of our political delegation. Ryan Zinke, who's a Navy SEAL, he's our Western congressman. He pinned my Purple Heart on me back when I was a SEAL. And our governor, who's a great leader, and Senator Steve Daines pulled me aside and said, hey, you know, we think you could be a fantastic candidate here to help get this country out of the rut we're in, help flip this Senate seat red in Montana, and help lead this country as part of the next generation of leadership.
Steve Daines, of course, the other senator, Republican senator from Montana, is also in charge of electing Republicans all across the U.S. Senate and getting the Senate back. So obviously, if he's recruiting you, he says, this is when I got to win, my home state, right?
Well, you know, people nationwide, whether you're in North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, or in Texas even, need to take an interest in this race because, you know, the Senate is our firewall against vast executive overreach. We've seen an executive branch grow in size and scope to a level never foreseen or imagined by our founders, and certainly not, you know, embodied in the Constitution itself. And the Senate is our best option as conservative Americans to build a firewall against two more states, an expanded Supreme Court, out-of-control spending, a further growth of our executive branch into further unaccountable bureaucracy. So, you know, this seat, very simple. If we don't flip the Montana Senate seat from blue to red in 2024, we will not win the Senate. And 26 and 28 mathematically are defensive for the Republican Party. So 24 is a very, very important cycle for the Senate, and it runs right through Montana.
What do we need to know about John Tester?
John Tester is going for his fourth term. He's a career politician, was an elementary school music teacher, went into the state Senate and state legislature for several years. He's on his 25th year, I think, in elected office, going for his fourth term as a senator. He's not a moderate. He's not a Joe Manchin. You know, Joe Manchin, low, he has a D after his name. You know, he stood with his finger in the dike a few times and prevented massive socialist policies from putting our country further into debt. You know, John Tester is a dyed-in-the-wool progressive. He's anti-energy. You know, he's anti-free markets. You know, he is progressive in every sense of the word. His voting record, you know, 90-plus percent voting record in line with Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. So he is a loyal supporter of the progressive agenda in this country. And, you know, he's the most statistically out-of-sync representative with his electorate in the nation. You've got a state that went 20 points for Trump, yet you have a full-on progressive senator. So, you know, the state's ready for a new generation of leaders, and we'll start with John Tester.
I saw somewhere that people thought overwhelmingly that he was a farmer. People think he's a veteran because of the buzz cut. Montanans really don't know him. As you said, elementary music school teacher.
Yep.
Nothing against elementary music teachers, but I don't know many of them in the U.S. Senate. You know.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, as you referenced earlier, you know, you said some great things that, you know, people are just not waking up every day realizing the problems we're facing. The deficit is, you know, $33 trillion is not on people's mind when they get up in the morning. They're not thinking about, you know, 2,000 migrants, you know, sometimes more a day coming across the border. They're not thinking about 70,000 fentanyl deaths a year in this country. And, you know, because they're being marketed to by a media complex that's controlled by the other side. And John Tester is defined by a very sophisticated branding campaign that tells people, hey, he wears a Carhartt jacket. He's got a flat top, so he must be a veteran. He wears a Carhartt. He drives a tractor. He must be a farmer. And, you know, they've got him wrapped in this branding that's very, very effective. And it's worked for you know, almost 20 years now. But, you know, the truth is he's not a veteran, never served. That doesn't, you know, not saying, you know, that I'm not impugning him on that. But the simple fact is he's not on the VA committee. He's on the Subcommittee for Defense Appropriations and hasn't worn the uniform, hasn't fought for the country. And you know, we're at the lowest participation rate in the history of this country of veterans in the U.S. Capitol, 17%. We used to be over 70%. So, you know, after our nation's longest war and we saw what a shameful way we departed that war, you know, I think we need more combat veteran representation in that building to remind the people that run our government. You know, like my wife and I, you know, joined up 18 years old. And, you know, foreign policy decisions eventually may the rubber meet the road with the military. And that means 18, 19, 20-year-old Americans, middle Americans. It's not the wealthy coastal elites kids who go, you know. It's kids from North Dakota. It's kids from Minnesota, Montana join up. They're the ones going, bearing the brunt of our foreign policy missteps. And they need more representation in that building.
I've heard Montana is becoming more and more Californianized. Is that a battle right now for the electorate? Are you trending more blue?
No, actually, I'm pleased to say it's actually the exact opposite. And you know, kind of a quick, you know, geographic political tutorial. You know, I'll use the East Coast, and we're out here west in you know, North Dakota, but I'll use the East Coast as an example. You know, net out migration of New York is tremendous right now. People are leaving New York, and you know, the liberals that want to keep voting Democratic going to North Carolina, South Carolina, turning them purple. The people who want to stay here are probably going to go to Florida, and they've turned Florida deep red. The same dynamic's playing out here out west. You know, California, the folks leaving California that want to continue voting Democrat, you know, they're going to Nevada, they're going to Arizona and turning those states more purple. You know, the conservatives are going to Montana and Idaho. So actually 2.5-to-1 polling shows our in-migration over the past, 6 years has been Republican. It's folks leaving Washington, Oregon, California. Our governor has titled them political refugees, and I think that's exactly right. You know, they're leaving, you know, the overburdensome state governments on the left coast, and they're moving to the land of the free. And once again, as our governor's title, it's the sanctuary of freedom in Montana. Come here if you want. You want your guns. You want your lower taxes. You know, you want free market principles. So I think, you know, the show Yellowstone has put out around the rest of the country that Montana is getting Californized. And actually, I think the opposite is happening. There are a lot of people moving in, but most of those folks are conservative, and they want to see Montana be a conservative
haven. That's good to hear.
That is good to hear.
Sorry, Kev, did you have a question for Tim you wanted to get in here?
No, I consider me a Tim Sheehy fan. I'm just saying. Tim is exactly what we need. When you talk about the next generation of leadership, I don't have a specific question. I'm just a fan. I'm looking at your website now, Tim, and I, your service, your private, you know, sector industry, or, you know, experience. You're what we need.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think, you know, we have some serious problems as a country. We have a deficit you referred to. We have a debt of $33 trillion deficit spending that shows us not recovering. We have an open border. Listen, this country was built on immigration. We should welcome immigrants who want to come here, want to work hard, want to pay taxes and become Americans. But we have every right to know who they are, how they're coming here, and are they going to make a living when they're here. You know, we have a foreign policy that has been so backwards. I watched Kabul fall in summer 21. You know, I lost friends there. I was wounded there. I was on the phone. I was water bombing fires by day. My business is an aerial firefighting company. So I was flying water bombers by day, and at night I'm on the phone with our Afghan commandos, our interpreters, or trying to get them out of Kabul before the Taliban cuts their heads off. And, you know who was helping us? The Canadians. Our own government was doing nothing to help these people. And it was the most shameful, frustrating thing to watch. So, you know, we have some serious challenges as a country, and it's going to take a new generation of leaders to solve it. We can't expect to continue to send the same people back over and over again and think things are going to change. We need people who, as I said, are combat veterans, understand the cost of foreign policy, know what it means to send an 18, 19-year-old American overseas and possibly not bring them home. And we also need business people. We've got enough lawyers, lobbyists, and professional politicians filling D.C. We need people that know what it means to sign the front of a paycheck instead of just the back, who know what it means to make payroll, who understand a P&L, and understand what a magical, amazing thing the free market is and how that's created more prosperity and more freedom for more people than anything else ever imagined.
You're so right on Afghanistan. I mean, I thought when that was happening, I thought, this is impeachable.
That on purpose, would you think, Tim? I mean, it's either they're completely incompetent with that withdrawal, or it wasn't on purpose for some reason.
No, I mean, it wasn't on purpose, but I'll tell you the worst thing about it. It wasn't what happened in Kabul. That was terrible. It was heart-wrenching. Me and a lot of our veterans friends, we spent tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars of our own money. Now, I'm proud to say, quick side story, one of the pilots who flew for the Afghan Air Force, an attack pilot, he was stuck there, couldn't get out. We were able to smuggle his family out. He flew an attack plane out so the Taliban wouldn't capture it. Because remember, the Taliban now have billions of dollars of U.S. equipment that they just kept because we left it. Our helicopters, our tanks, our guns, our bombs. They flew the aircraft out so the Taliban couldn't get it. We got him out to Uzbekistan. He crash-landed in Uzbekistan. And we got him to the U.S., and guess what? Now he's serving our country again after helping us fight after 9/11. Now we hired him. He's flying wildfires in the western U.S., protecting America from wildfires. But the worst thing about all this wasn't what happened. It was what happened after, which was nothing. Nobody was held accountable. No generals lost their stars. No secretaries were fired. No court martials happened. No investigation. Nothing happened.
Accountability and all the
zero accountability.
Equipment left behind.
And that's the biggest, in my belief, that's the biggest challenge in our government right now is accountability. We have bureaucrats who are unaccountable in our executive branch. We're here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting. We have bureaucrats in the EPA that are shutting down American energy due to some wrong-headed green agenda, and nobody's holding them accountable. And we can't hold these bureaucrats accountable. And our elected officials, we need to instrument term limits so that they can be held accountable by the people.
Really a pleasure getting to know you. And appreciate you stopping by, honoring our audience with a quick conversation. I know you're headed to speak before the North Dakota Petroleum Council, so go get them and count us in your camp.
Thanks,
Thank
sir.
You for your service, sir.
You bet. Tim Sheehy, candidate for the United States Senate in Montana. Only 17% of Congress is veterans. Boy, oh boy, do we need to fix that, considering it once was at 70. More after this.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
At a party, you want to dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the PetroServe USA studios are in Watford City today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting. We're going to dip into a little bit of the hearing with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, taking questioning now from Jim Jordan. Let's find out what's going on.
Limitations question is important, and Mr. Bishop was getting at just a few minutes ago. Here's why it's important. You let the statute of limitations lapse for 2014, 2015. Those were the years with the felony tax charges where Hunter Biden was getting income from Burisma. Here are four facts that I think are so important. Hunter Biden was put on the board of Burisma, made a lot of money, got paid a lot of money over those years, a couple million bucks. He wasn't qualified. Fact number two, he wasn't qualified to be on the board of Burisma. Not my words, his words. He said he got on the board because of his last name. The brand, as Devin Archer said when he was under oath and we deposed him. Fact number three, Burisma executives told Hunter Biden, we're under pressure, we need help. Fact number four, Joe Biden goes to Ukraine, leverages our tax money, American people's tax money, to get the prosecutor fired who was applying the pressure. Interestingly enough, that fact is entirely consistent with what the confidential human source told the FBI, and they recorded in the 1023 form, the same form Mr. Ray didn't want to let this committee and the Congress see. That all happened. And what I'm wondering is why you guys let the statute of limitations lapse for those tax years that dealt with Burisma income.
There's one more fact that's important, and that is that this investigation was being conducted by Mr. Weiss, an appointee of President Trump. You will, at the appropriate time, have the opportunity to ask Mr. Weiss that question, and he will no doubt address it in the public report that will be transmitted to the Congress. I don't know the answer to those questions.
Did they forget? Did the lawyers just like let it, did they just like, oh, darn, we let it, did they, were they careless?
I expect that won't be what he says, but because I promise.
You know that's not the case, because as Mr. Bishop pointed out, they had a tolling agreement. They talked to Hunter Biden's defense counsel and say, let's extend the statute of limitations. And then at some point, they made an intentional decision to say, we're going to let the statute of limitations lapse. And I want to know who decided that and why they did it.
Mr. Weiss was a supervisor of the investigation at that time and at all times. He made the appropriate decisions, and you'll be able to ask him that question, and he will.
You know why they did it. Everyone knows why they did it. May not say it, but everyone knows why they did it. They didn't. Burisma, those tax years, that dealt with the that involved the president. It's one thing to have a gun charge in Delaware. That doesn't involve the president of the United States. But Burisma, oh my, that goes right to the White House. We can't have that. And we can slow walk this thing along. We can even extend the statute of limitations, and then we can intentionally let it lapse. And we know this investigation was slow. Here's what everyone said. Shapley said, DOJ slow walked the investigation. Ziegler, slow walking in the approvals of everything. This happened at the Delaware's attorney's office and DOJ tax level. Mr. Sobosinski, the FBI agent, said, I would have liked to see things move faster. Ms. Holly said the same. Every witness we've talked to said this thing was slow walked, and we know why. They slow walked it long enough to let the statute of limitations run so they wouldn't have to get into Burisma. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, I'm asking Mr. Garland the question.
I think I've tried to make clear that I don't know the specifics of the investigation. Much of what you are describing occurred during the Trump administration, during a Justice Department appointed by President Trump.
No, it didn't. This is 4.5 years of this investigation. We're talking about the last few years. Your statement was just this year, March 1st, to Senator Grassley.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was trying to respond to your descriptions of what the IRS agent said about certain
things. Statute of limitations is 6 years. That lapsed here in the Biden administration.
On the statute of limitations, we'll say again that the explanation for why the statute of limitation was lapsed, if it was, has to come from Mr. Weiss.
My time is this. Let me ask one last question real quick here. Who decided that David Weiss would stay on as U.S. attorney?
This occurred before I came. Mr. Weiss had been kept on. I promised the...
No, I didn't say you can walk all through that. I said, who decided? The White House decided.
Mr. Weiss.
They serve at the pleasure of the president, right?
Mr. Weiss was...
Joe Biden decided to keep David Weiss as U.S. attorney. You weren't sworn in until March. He was told
Chairman,
he was going to stay on in February.
Expired.
Pretty fundamental question. Who decided David Weiss was going to stay as U.S. attorney in Delaware?
Mr. Weiss.
Chairman, your time has expired.
Chairman, your time has expired.
I'm waiting for an answer now, and I'll yield.
Well, you asked the question after your time had expired already.
Ah, yeah.
Point of order.
Gentleman can respond, then I'll go to Ms. Jackson Lee.
Yeah. Mr. Weiss was the special U.S. attorney from the District of Delaware when I came on. He had been appointed by President Trump. I promised that he would be permitted to stay on for this investigation, and that is what happened.
Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman from New York's recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you misquoted from the transcript of the Senate hearing. I therefore ask unanimous consent to enter into the record the entire transcript of the Senate hearing.
without objection, but I didn't misquote what Mr. Garland said. Ms. Jackson Lee from Texas, recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So this is, by the way, a very good point at the end here, because I'm so sick and tired of hearing David Weiss is a Trump appointee, as if that's supposed to, you know, everything he does now is lily white. It's perfect because he was a Trump nominee. He's a Biden nominee. He is serving in the Biden administration. He was allowed to continue. So he is doing Joe Biden's bidding just as much as the fact that previously he was a Trump appointee and in Delaware.
It has been for years.
And
yep,
by the way,
has been for years.
You don't get to be the U.S. attorney from Delaware unless, guess who? Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
And Delaware senators, all Democrats, say we want him. So enough already of this Trump appointee stuff. Jim Jordan doing a great job there for sure. All right, that's a wrap on hour number one. Hour two to come. Our guests include Governor Doug Burgum, former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, will tell us about a unique program, Growing Our Workforce with the Help of Ukraine. More on that coming up on What's On Your Mind.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at Petroserve USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new Petroserve USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. Petroserve USA.
Petroserve USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Your order.